Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Until earlier this year, my next guest was the Chair Emeritus of the Kennedy Centre Circles Board. That's the art centre based in Washington, which is seen as the crown jewel of performance and culture in the US capital. Well, in one of his first acts as president, Donald Trump appointed himself as chair of the institution and then populated the board with his supporters, vowing to make art great again. Well, this week it was reported that cast members due to perform in Les Miserables for President Trump at a gala next month plan to boycott the show. Kevin English is here with me now. You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Claire, for having me. I appreciate it.
So you were chair emeritus, as I said, of this board, of the Circles board. Why did you decide to step down?
Well, I had served on the board for the total of about 8 years, and it became clear when Donald Trump came in, replaced the entire board of trustees with people who were aligned with his way of thinking, fired the chairman, fired the president, fired the legal counsel, that this was not going to go in a direction that was going to be healthy for the arts. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I felt I could do was stand up and say, I'm walking out, I'm taking my support.
Right, because the other option, of course, was to stay and to push back against what you perceived to be the politicizing of the Kennedy Center. But you took a view that stepping away was the right thing to do.
I felt that was the only thing to do. I have colleagues who had tried to stay. Many of them have since left. And it's become very clear in the intervening period of time that it's going to be very difficult to try to push back. The entire fundraising organization has either been fired or replaced. The board is trying to move the Kennedy Center in a very different direction in terms of openness for arts programming. Anything related to diversity, equity, inclusion, which of course is everything the arts is about, has been eliminated. Social programming has been eliminated. Much of the free programming, that staff has been eliminated. And this I think, is just a shot across the bow for the rest of the cultural institutions in the United States. And I'm afraid it's not going to stop there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of this latest news that I mentioned there about this big gala due to happen in June? Donald Trump is going along. The cast of Les Miserables, some of them now have said we're not going to show.
So that was set to be a big fundraiser as well. And the highest level sponsorships for that fundraiser were $2 million. The cast has decided they're not coming. We've seen something like this happen just about a month ago when the producers of Hamilton said they would not do their entire run mm-hmm. for next year and canceled in their entirety. The artistic community does not support this. They don't support it in any way. And anytime the artists feel like their environment is being constrained, where they're not welcomed, this is the kind of reaction you're going to get. And I think it's an appropriate one.
So that means then, that tells us this big fundraiser, you know, due to bring in all of that money, as you've outlined, either won't be successful if the cast aren't there or might not happen at all.
I don't know. The one thing the Kennedy Center is going to need is money. It's a very expensive institution to operate. The budget is about $268 million a year, of which a very small fraction comes from the federal government. This is one of the biggest reasons that I felt I needed to leave, because President Trump and his administration were putting an imprint on something that was completely funded by independent sources. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're going to find now is maybe some high-dollar donors who are closely associated with the president of the Republican Party begin to step up. But the center needs to raise about $215 million every year in donations and ticket sales. And from all the information I've gotten, ticket sales are off by 50%. And contributions are significantly down. It's going to create a very large problem.
And the center has long been bipartisan. You might just tell us a little bit about that in terms of its history.
Exactly. So the center was founded by an act of Congress that instituted as an independent bipartisan organization that had statutory members of the Board of Trustees who were the mayor of Washington, D.C., local representatives, people you would expect. Mm-hmm. And then the majority of the trustee members were elected by a president in 6-year terms with the expectation it would be a 50-50 board. So we've never had the circumstance where the entire board of trustees was appointed or represented just one single party. And that's why I think you're going to get this groupthink and this push into a cultural agenda.
Okay, and tell us about its role from your perspective in terms of American culture over the years.
So the Kennedy Center is different from other performing arts institutions like the Lincoln Center, Chicago Symphony, LA Philharmonic. It is designated by law as the National Cultural Center of the United States. And in addition, it's the living memorial to President Kennedy. It holds a different place. The trustees were designed to be appointed by presidents so that the Kennedy Center had a different level of gravitas, that it kind of set the tone, and that bipartisanship always existed. The Board of Trustees for the last 20-some years had no say in programming. That was all done by professional staff. What President Trump has said is the board is going to take a very active role in programming. Now, we'll see what that means. But as you pointed out earlier, the cast of Les Mis has said, we're not going to have a part of it. So it may be very difficult to get the programming that people want to see.
But I suppose given the way it was set up and the influence that the president always had over the board, this was something that could have happened at any time.
Technically, yes, yeah. It could have happened. Because what happened in February was not technically illegal. It was allowed within the charter of the Kennedy Center. It is certainly not within the spirit of the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm. So what are people who I'm sure you're still talking to who are involved or have left, what are they saying about what the future is going to be for the Kennedy Center?
People are of two minds. There's a large group of people who have decided that they're not going. They're not going to attend performances. They're not going to the galas. They're not going to contribute. And many of the people who were on my board and were members of Kennedy Center circles have withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are saying that they're going to sit back. They're going to wait until either a new administration or something changes. But the ground root support for the Kennedy Center has been severely damped.
But if the fundraising money is replaced and they manage to find it amongst Republicans, then you could be looking at a very different Kennedy Center in 4 years' time.
I think you could be. And that's the concern. Already there have been programs that have been canceled. Programs that are associated with diversity and inclusion have been canceled. It is not a welcoming place for artists. If you talk to them, they don't feel like it's a place that represents a broad artistic view. And for that reason, I think the Kennedy Center is going to have a hard time attracting the kinds of programming that most people want to see.
Mm-hmm. Did donations that came from the big donors prior to this, were they in the main people with links to the Democratic Party?
It was a mixed bag. There was a large corporate community that donated big money. I would say if you polled the big donors, you would probably find out they were more likely to be liberal than conservative. But the board I was on was probably, I would say, 2/3 liberal, 1/3 conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an exclusive liberal bastion by any means.
Yeah, it's such a shame, though, isn't it, when you look at this in the round, at what's happened with Hamilton and with Les Miserables. These are people who need to work. They need to put food on the table. And in order to get at Donald Trump, these boycotts ultimately are hurting people who work and make their living in the artistic world.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt the smaller artists more. Hamilton will find another place to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Les Mis will find another place to perform. Those actors will go on to successful roles in other places. Over the last 10 years, the Kennedy Center, under the presidency of Deborah Rutter, had expanded its programming into a much broader palette. So a lot more comedy and jazz and smaller performance venue art. Those are the things that are going to be harder to fund and harder to place at the Kennedy Center. And it's those artists that I think will end up struggling the most.
Okay. What about the relationship between the Kennedy Center and Donald Trump in his first presidency? There were issues there too, right?
There were big issues there. Traditionally, the president attends Kennedy Center Honors every year. Kennedy Center Honors, for people who don't know, is the premier recognition that the Kennedy Center provides for lifetime achievement. And the president and the first lady sit in the president's box. It has always been that way. Donald Trump did not attend. Part of that was due to the fact that the honorees said they would not go. And the other part was his staff was informed that he was likely to be booed. And so for the duration of his first term, he did not go to the Kennedy Center. In fact, never set foot in the Kennedy Center until about a month ago when he held his first board meeting on the stage of the Opera House.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for telling us about it. And we will watch the developments there at the Kennedy Center with great interest. Kevin English, thank you for coming in. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.